This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and it is going to be a fun day. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Father.
The bearded man. So I have always looked like a kid. I'm quite a handsome man at 71 years old that does not look my age. So my son decided that he did not want to look so young anymore, so he put a beard on, and it's pretty doggone cool, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Yes. How long have you known Garrett?
Goodness. For at least 15 years, I guess even longer than that.
Yeah, long time.
Long time.
And you love him.
My first non-parental mentor in network marketing.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I knew you before you could grow a beard.
Yeah,
you knew me before I could drive a car.
Yeah.
That's getting a long way back. And you did a good job. You're the father Adrian never had, Garrett. And so what I want you guys to know out there in radio land is Garrett and I go way, way back, and the water runs unbelievably deep with us. And it's like this whole good friends thing times 10. But yeah. Inside of that is we have had the permission with each other to argue, fight, yes. Cuss, that disagree, agree, and still remain friends. And I am telling you, I love that about him. And I left the board of the ANMP a couple of years ago just because I was worn out and didn't like what I saw. And didn't even tell Garrett. I just kind of quit like a baby. And about 4 months ago, I called back and said, you know, I think it's time to come back on the board of the ANMP. I want to be a board member that's not afraid to tell you how I think things should go. And then, obviously, I'm one board member, one guy. And Garrett didn't even blink. All he said was, Tom, you're a pain in the ass, but we need that. We need somebody that's not going to be a yes person, that's going to help us shape this organization to serve the network marketing profession. And I really, really appreciated and respected that. And here we are today. We've got the ANMP coming up. And it is a terrible time to be doing the ANMP. Garrett's mother is unbelievably ill, and she's in Ireland. His dad is unbelievably old and trying to take care of his unbelievably ill mom and having a hell of a time doing that. And Garrett's been flying back and forth, but on standby 24/7 with that one eye open, and it's horrific. And on top of that, he just got fired. Oh, no, sorry about that. I was going to kind of bring that up in a minute. But that's the definition of a bad month. Would you agree with that, Garrett?
Without a doubt. Wow, you said a lot there. I didn't know we were going to go through all of that. But
yeah, well, I didn't either, but you never know.
Hey, you know, first of all, let me say, you know, I'm trusting in God's plan. You and I both believe in the power of love. You and I both believe in acting out and from a place of love, appreciation, gratitude, understanding that the world, the universe, God's plan is unveiling in its perfect way for all of us. So sometimes it's hard to understand, but, you know, my mom, I love my mom, and I'm a mama's boy. She's 91 years of age. You know, I posted a song that, you know, Unsung Heroes, on my Facebook page, and it's one of the most amazing songs, but it talks about how much appreciation we can have for our parents or maybe someone who saw us in trouble but didn't leave us there. And I will say, Tom, you're the hard truth guy. And I mean this with the most respect. You know, our son Philip was doing heroin. You know, when you talk about addition of cops, you know, where you see police cars on the side of the road, guys, that was nothing to what Sylvia and I came home to, you know, more than one occasion, seeing your son in handcuffs, you know, sitting on the path in front of your home, a whole line of people. It looked like a parade, but it was a parade of shame, not a parade of pride. And I was not shameful, but a lot of other people pointed fingers. And I remember that. And even through all of that, you know, Tom, you called us up and said, you know what? I know you love your son, but you're killing him under your own roof. And that's a hard truth. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And very few people were 100% there for us. I remember because we were on the top distributors. Remember that time where people were going, you know, I don't know if it's right for you to share this story. And I said, I'm so proud of our son. Our daughter was running away at the time. It was, and I'm with you. I have nothing but love, pride, admiration, and through God's good graces, feel very blessed that he is on the other side of that. And I know a lot of people and have families who would love to have that blessing in their life. And I feel like it, you know what, it just deepened the relationship that we have, not only with my son, but also with you, Tom, and also with Adrian. I mean, I just don't believe in being a zero to hero. I think that's one of the problems, not just with our profession, but with the world. Would you not agree, Tom? Too many of us are committed to looking good, and we should be really more committed to doing good. And not through our words, but through our actions. And we shouldn't just have situational ethics. I show up when the situation suits me, but I don't show up when the conversation doesn't. And that's one of the things that I love about you. And, you know, it's, you know, people saying I got fired. Yeah, I'll go to that in a second. But I just want to say that my mom is amazing and my dad's amazing. And it, you know what? Rejection is God's protection. I don't mean to protect me from the company, but to protect me from what maybe myself would have done. As it turns out, because I was fired or let go without cause, I think is the technical term, or terminated involuntarily or something like that, I was able to, with Sylvia, without any worries in my mind that I wasn't keeping my responsibilities, go to Ireland for a couple of weeks, be there with my mom, be there with dad. So I'm talking about be there with my brother Fergal, my brother Morgan. Like, my brother Morgan's looking after his wife, Jillian. And at the start of the pandemic, Tom, you know this, she fell, knocked unconscious. Many times it was life and death for nearly a year. And she is still recovering, learning to, you know, she's in a wheelchair to talk, and she's amazing. I mean, my brother is also another hero of mine. I'm really just blessed to have a brilliant, beautiful family, and I just feel God's love. My brother Fergal's going through, you know, cancer. He's, you know, had to go through to all of that during the pandemic. So, Tom, you know me. I don't shy away. Adrian, you know us. We don't shy away. And I feel very blessed to be here. I truly believe that it's God's plan is unveiling perfectly before us.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. And we're going to get into all the stuff going on with his life. But here's a guy, I mean, right in the middle, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist about killed. Was it Sylvia's mom or dad?
Oh, mom. Oh, my gosh. He was stoned on, it turned out he was stoned on OxyContin. And he basically cut an artery in a body cavity that he wasn't meant to be operating on, so they didn't find it. She also was in a coma for years, in hospital for 10 years. Absolutely.
Then your house burned down.
It sounds like a bad country and western song, doesn't it?
The Hallmark movie is
You know, he jumped fires a walk in the park. I mean, who did this shit? It's unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to lie, because one of the things, you know, it did hurt. Sure. I want to tell you, it emotionally really cut me, because it was on Thursday. I heard about it verbally, heard about it again on Friday. And then my mom had a massive stroke on the Saturday. And I woke up and I was literally feeling sorry for myself. And I realized very quickly, you know what? It's a blessing in disguise. I can go home and see my mom and dad. I can speak with the corporate executives, because I love the team we get to work with. I mean, it's a world-class, high-performance team. I was given the privilege of being able to tell them I was fired, and so was Sylvia. And I just said, here's what we've got that's meant to be on this week, and you guys are now running the company. You're responsible for it. And, guys, I want you to know, I have no hard feelings in the end of the day, because it's not my decision. And I want you to know this. One of the things the book you gave me, the hard thing about the hard things, you know, I believe that our parent company, SHRG, is a public company. The Happy Co is fully owned by a public company. And then, in the end of the day, they need to make what they believe are the better decisions. And they believe that J.T. Thatch and Anthony Chan just are better leaders to lead the company right now. And they, you know, the board of managers believes in their leadership and can't put it any other way. You can't have myself and Sylvia, JT and Anthony. I guess it just didn't work. And there's nothing wrong with that. They need to do what they believe is best for the shareholders, for the corporate executives, for the field leaders. They believe they got a better plan, better leadership, and a bigger heart for us and a bigger vision. So I respect that, and they're working their tails off to make that happen and to bring to being a vision. And for whatever reason, there was a fork in the road, and from a corporate perspective, we're meant to be going in a different direction. So.
Yeah, it's about like the Golden State Warriors trading Steph Curry. So, yeah, go ahead and do it. Your decision. You're the boss. I love you. Great. So, you know, the good news about it is that Garrett's going to be back. I don't know what it's going to be doing, but I'm telling you, it's a prayer of mine that he got fired. I prayed for him to get fired. And the reason was so he had time to do the ANMP convention, right? And here's God saying, okay, Tom, request for it. I have so much spiritual power. But we need it because this ANMP event, we're coming back after the break. We're going to tell you what it's going to look like in a short break. And then we're going to talk about integrity and ethics and all the stuff that all the guys on the edge of the lake always want to talk about as they're heaving hand grenades just at us out in the middle, drowning. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun two segments coming along. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Garrett can swim in deep water. I've got 90 seconds?
Yep.
Oh, hell, I can talk forever. I can do a segment in 90 seconds. So listen to me, everybody. Where do we register and look at the information for the ANMP right now, Garrett?
Well, you can always go to ANMP.com. That's our, you know, main website. You can go to there. You can see information. You can also go to ANMP2022.com. You can also find us on Facebook. It's ANMP2022. And there's an Eventbrite page I'll give people after this when we come back from the break. It's going to be up near the end of the show. So there's a lot of great things happening. And, you know, I can see people asking questions, sharing love. I want to say, first of all, I have a deep gratitude, and my heart is always with the field. If anything, I always wanted to be a distributor first founder. I heard Stuart Johnson sharing that, and I really believe in the experience I had and the relationships that we have today, and I'm very blessed because of it.
It's going to work out, and you are a rock singer. There is no doubt about it. Liam's not going to miss any meals. You guys are going to be able to go back and forth and see your dad and your mom
I'll
and everything.
Tell you a great story. After the break, I'll tell you a great story how Liam really helped me heal when we were in Ireland on a walk on the promenade. So let's have a chat about that.
All right, we're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Garrett McGraw. It is an unbelievable day. Here's what's going on. We're going to have the ANMP event. The websites are updated. Everything's changing. This company called Sage, with Ray Higdon's help, with John Melton's help, with Jesse Lee Ward, with Curtis Broom, with Lisa Grossman. I am telling you, get ready for something that's going to change your life. It's going to be held. It's kind of a dual deal that's going to blow your mind. I know there's a term for it, but Garrett's going to explain it to you right now. What's it called? Like a social virtual?
You're right. So if you've ever seen, so I think the best in the world, I wanted to shout out, you know, to Eric and Marina Worry, you know, Denise, congratulations. That Stage is blessed to have you on there because you are a value-packed, heart-centered leader. I believe in doing the hard work and the heart work. And I believe without the heart side of it, it just doesn't work in our profession in life, but it just definitely doesn't work in our profession. So big time fan of the coffee, you know, interview. So just know the coffee. So just know coffee shop interview. So know that, appreciate that. But the same, so Crescent and Sage are building a mobile, they call it Zoomzilla, stage at the event. So if you've ever seen Ray and Jessica Higdon do an event where they've got this big studio that they speak in, or, you know, Marina and Eric Orion, now they spent $20 million. We're not spending $20 million. We're renting it and we're building it in Dallas at the event. And also we're going to have the live event going on parallel to it at the same time. So it's the first ever done this way in network marketing. We're going to have 20 languages on this. So when I say it's going to be fun, it's going to be off the charts. Like, it's going to be fun to see Brett. It's going to be fun to see all the different people, you know, that you mentioned that are going to be there, and just know that we're very, very grateful. 20 languages, yeah. Guys, it is going to be, technology is absolutely amazing, and very excited to be partnered with Sage Media, with Crescent Media, with Ray and Jessica Higdon, and all the effort and energy that people are putting into this and to make this happen. Feeling very blessed and glad to have the space and glad that Tom prayed that we would get fired.
We just added 40 hours a day worth of labor. With the combo of, probably he'll have Liam and also poor Victoria, wherever she is in the world, working like a dog, too. So we just won the lottery, the A&MP did. So thanks, God. Appreciate it. Sorry for you, Garrett and Sylvia, but you'll live. So, yeah, so speakers, going to have a lot of speakers?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to have world-class speakers. I mean, you know, you mentioned you're going to have Jesse Lee Ward. You're going to have John and Nadia Melton. You're going to have Nicola Smith Jackson. You're going to have people like, you know, Johnny Green. You're going to have people like Tom, Denise, Chenault, you know, speaking from the stage. You're going to have Lisa Grossman, Curtis Broom. I mean, John Horenza, someone that are going to give a call to. He and I are talking right after this. You know, you've got people like Jason Brown and Matthew Rosa. You're going to have, when I say the best, it's amazing. We always have, and you know this, Tom, has changed, hundreds of people, and we're very grateful that you reach out, and we want to showcase new talent because this is a grassroots organization. One of the things that I love about you, Tom, and about our association is we're a grassroots organization. I think one of the people that's going to open up is Stuart Johnson, you know, who's the founder of DSU, Direct Selling University, Direct Selling News, you know, Success Partners. I mean, probably the most connected person from a corporate perspective and vendor perspective and leadership perspective in our space. He's also, you know, who's on the board of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. He'll also speak. I mean, there's so many people. We never lack for speakers. We never have enough space to get all the speakers we'd love to have on the stage. And we want to have new people because we want to talk about what's working now, you know, what's working next, what's not working, and really get into it and bring value. I can see y'all looking at the clock.
We're good. We got until 26.
Okay, so here's the deal. I had lunch with Thomas Tidlin and Donna Johnson. And they, it was so awesome because they're working like this. Their first year in network marketing. They're coming with all – and Margie Alaprandi. I'm just looking at – because you said we need to listen to these new people. Well, I'm okay with that. But we also need to listen to the old people. These people are really, really, really leading huge organizations in legacy companies somewhere, which we have to focus on because if you look at Richard Brooks' report that he just published about how many companies have stuck around for over 15, 20 years out of the 60,000 out there, I am telling you, we've got to teach people to build mature, strong network marketing businesses. And we're going to talk about that. After the break, I've got to give a good plug to the sponsor of this show because I did a terrible job in the first one. And this Genesis Communication Network is home to 550 radio stations. And this guy named Ted Anderson has kept us on the air for absolutely no reason for 12 years, giving us this spot on his blowtorch. And we can't thank him enough. It's his contribution to the ANMP. We'll be back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show and podcast and everything else with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that hit Andover, Kansas Friday night damaged about 1,000 structures. Officials say the number is expected to climb as they do more assessments. So far, no deaths from the storm. Officials say about 70% of secondary searches are complete. The tornado first developed in southeast Wichita before moving northeast. Kansas Highway Patrol is assessing damage from the air. Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, while the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 are living beneath a sprawling steel plant from the Soviet era. Tech stocks sunk Wall Street Friday. The Nasdaq had its biggest monthly loss since 2008, while the S&P 500 recorded its worst month since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over the allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time was an accident, the second time was deliberate.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite. I was wrong what I was doing.
Parrish says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. A federal judge ruled there was enough evidence to convict socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of recruiting teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004. But the judge also handed Maxwell's legal team a victory, concluding that three conspiracy counts were charged for the same crime, and she can only be sentenced for one. The reduction of counts won't have much effect on sentencing. Maxwell could spend decades in prison, if not several years. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Man Alive, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on, obviously, AM radio all over the world. Important stuff. And we're not talking about, you know, this is not going to be some beautiful little show here where we're just dodging bullets. I want to dive right into it. I accidentally opened it up with Garrett unceremoniously being terminated by the company he was with. And he's not so happy with that company. And I don't blame him. It's no fun to be fired. I don't care who you are. And so, but I know there's a lot of you that have been in the same boat and you're in fear of that. And the ANMP is your place, your community. And when you see what we come up with for this, the community, because the community is everything. I go to an AA meeting every day. We talk about the same 164 pages of that big book. But the reason I go every day, including this morning, is because of the community. My friends are there. That's the ANMP to you. And we're going to do weekly coaching, super coaching, unbelievable coaching for you going into this. And we're going to show you community trumps everything. Integrity trumps everything. So go in there. I want to talk about that, Garrett, because people think there's a story behind everybody, that everybody's dealing off the bottom of the deck. And one of the things that I was rankled about, that you and I had tough conversations, is upfront money. Mm-hmm. And people getting upfront money and people doing all this jazz and, you know, and nobody ever discloses it. And I told Troy Dooley from day one, I said, you just tell me what you do straight up and I'm good with it. Just don't pull the wool over my eyes and let me find out anything later. And I think that's kind of a benchmark for the business. So we know it's a level playing field. And Garrett talked to me about assistance versus inducement. And it kind of made sense. So let's hear it, Garrett. What are we talking about?
And this is a complicated one. And I do believe that there is, everyone has every right to do what they, you know, how they build. But this is my opinion. And I feel very strongly about and heart-led about this, which is, I think people are looking for honesty, transparency, accountable leadership. I believe in standing behind what it is that you do. So, you know, when I was in the C-suite of a corporate executive, you know, being the president of the company and then ultimately being CEO of the company, I believe that ultimately you need to be given the authority to stand behind the decisions that you make. And sometimes that's not always the case. But I will say this, that when it comes to whether you call them leadership development agreement, you know, business development agreements, however you look at it, I think this is one that definitely is something that people don't want to talk about. And it's not relevant to everybody, but I believe there are parts of it that I think most of us might agree has no place in our profession. One of them is, I really hate the idea of building the biggest hotel in town or building in town by tearing other people's buildings down. I don't like the idea of disturbing a team and throwing wedges into the conversation. Are you happy? No, are you really, really, really happy where you're at? You know, those are disingenuous wedges that are thrown out there to find a gap and see if there's an opportunity to recruit an otherwise happy leader into your company. I don't have respect for that. I'm not about that. If a leader needs, you know, in terms of transitioning, need something that it can help that work, like you said, assistance. But there's a difference between assistance and inducements. You know, an inducement is, hey, I know you're happy, but what if I gave you this money? Would you come over here? I disagree with that. I also disagree with Tom. You and I sell this because I've seen this many times where somebody gets positioned into a place in the comp plan or they're getting assistance and they suddenly put a post and say, I made more money in the last month than I did in the last 3 months of my company. And that post is not, there is an element of truth in it. Yes, you did make more money, but you didn't do it in a way that anyone else that was going to come into the company could do. And I don't know how many times I've seen that. And being in a position, either being as the top leader in the company or being the CEO of the company, I know how much money they made at our company or with our team. So you know what's behind that. And I think that that, you know, like Troy Dooley likes to say and Mel Atwood is like to say and Brett Metheny, I think, likes to say and, you know, Cody Bateman would say, there is not, we know that there is a sin of omission there, if I want to be kind. There's a minimum, a sin of omission. There's a piece of the story that's missing there. Correct, Tom? And that is... Making people that are already in the company feel like losers. Why didn't that happen for me? Or other people coming into the company thinking that's going to happen for me. And those are not correct expectations. And if you want, you know, incorrect, unclear expectations are future frustrations under construction. And it's those frustrations that really create challenges. They're one of them that create challenges for the PR in our profession, our people call it industry. So, I'll answer more. I mean, there's a lot to it. We're going to unpack that big time. You and I were talking about we're going to have a leadership component to the A&P event that we're going to do live. So we're going to be live, and there's going to be elements of that. When you are a leader, you can validate that you are someone that can handle that conversation. You'll be invited in to be part of that. It won't be broadcast. You'll have to show up at the event to see that. So I think it's going to be an incredible event and great opportunity. And also weekly, like you said, Tom, we're going to have training and value for everyone, but also training and value that will be segmented for different forms of leadership. We're going to take this to a whole nother level. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, hopefully you won't get a job. So here's the deal. So here's the deal. You got, okay, so I have another bone to pick that really, I mean, okay, so this inducement conversation and these leaders that are supposed leaders that train their teams, especially senior leaders or maybe even corporate people that train their teams to raid. And it's every, you know, we got Cody Boatman and Bateman on here. We got Richard Brook on here. We've got some sticks watching this show. And their greatest fear, Armand, Piotr. I mean, you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just says, listen, Peel. Peel. It's hard to believe I never get that right. But the point I make, oh, before we go there, I got to get real straight here. Jessica Higdon lost her mom yesterday. And that breaks my heart. And Ray Higdon, I know you're on here, and I know your heart's got to be hurting, and I know Jess has got to be in absolute agony. And I just want you to know the entire profession is praying for you and thinking about you, and you'll get through it. But it's not going to be fun, not going to be easy. Your wife is so young, shocking, and I am sorry. And we're just all praying for you. So thank you on that. So
yeah, all agree.
Yes. Next thing. These company people and leaders inducing teams, training teams to steal people from other companies. What do you think about that rating?
So it disgusts me. It makes me sick. You know, I think that it's what makes our profession look bad. You know, I've had people come to us, I mean, as CEO, so as president, as a corporate leader, as and the field leader. And some of these guys have run this play multiple times. And they're telling you, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go under the cover of darkness when we leave. We're going to leave, you know, the day before Christmas or the day before a big holiday. So the company is going to struggle to get a TRO to stop us. We're going to go, we already have the genealogy mapped out. And this leader says no, we're going to go after their leaders. And we're going to tell them if they don't position with us, you may as well position with us because we're going to go after your leaders. The deal we offered you, we're going to offer them. And some of them are even more aggressive. They're going, we're going to put deals inside of deals, and we're going to shred your organization. I mean, fear-inducing words like that, aggressive words like that, I believe don't have any place in our profession or in the world. I believe in love. So I know that's very ephemeral, and they're coming on here and being sounding like an ideologue. But I truly do believe in love, I believe that we are all our brother's keeper, and I believe if you live by the sword, so shall you die by the sword.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's just, there's such an open field of people in the world that have yet to be exposed to the way of building this business, of the opportunity that exists. There just is no need to go and fish somebody else's pond when there's an entire ocean out there. And so we've got to be better. That's what the ANMP stands for. And it's proof because the ANMP brings together these leaders and these people from all these different organizations, and it works. It does not have to be that way. You can live in this space of abundance.
Yeah, so, I don't want to be a heartbreaker. And Tom, you and I know this because we met. There were times in our careers, you and I, where we were in a place where we had to choose to do something different. And that's a different conversation. When you're absolutely in a place and there's no other choice for you, or you and your team have decided we're doing something else. So no one is inducing that conversation or that outcome. No one is trying to perpetrate that in a way that's hurtful to someone else. But if someone is out there and going, listen, I'm done, I've made my mind up. In fact, one of the things that I try to do when I go on a three-way phone call and someone introduces me to a leader, and I know most of my leaders that have ever been on a call with me like this, I go, my number one advice, in fact, Richard Brook, I remember was at an event, and he said that he had done a survey with most of the top leaders that he's spoken to in network marketing, and most of them would have been financially and better off if they had stayed with their companies, remember that?
Yep.
And then, but they had gone somewhere else. So I tell people, my first wish for you would be for you to stay, and because there's a lot of confusion and challenges to come in transition. But if there's absolutely no way that you're going to do that, they are willing to talk about our company and what we're going to do as opposed to in any way throw shade on anyone else's company or any other company they're looking at.
And Brooke says that Al Schrider said this. Al Schrider says Brooke said this. They're both older than the hills, so we have no idea if either of them can either remember saying it or not saying it. But one of them said, choose the company that you're going to have problems with and never leave. And just build knowing you're going to go through it, because every year there's a black swan. Every year something's going to go wrong, whether it be leader leaving FTC. Something is going to shake things up. But once you've built an organization, love it and keep it and stay in the deep water no matter what. Sometimes companies go out of business and you have to make a move. But I'll tell you one thing from my experience, that's sage advice from whichever one of those guys that said it. When are we out of here at half?
Yeah, 45 seconds.
All right. So, yeah, that's – so I hope we've talked about the hard things, because there's a book out there also called The Hard Thing About the Hard Things. And if you haven't read that, it's about communication. And this business has got a lot of corporate America people owning companies now that forgot that communication and collaboration is the most important thing. And they sit in their ivory towers with their analytics and forget who's driving the bus, which is their field, and it is the kiss of death. And at the ANMP, I hope to heck that that is our mission, to let them remember that we're out there working for them. We'll be back in a second on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Garrett McGrath, Adrian Chenault, and Tom Chenault.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back at Stop Chanel. I love you guys. I love the audience. I love the comments. I love the sidebars. I love the text messages. And I love the fact that those of you texting me, there is a solution to your problems, and that is joining the ANMP, getting on the board, and making your voice heard where actually I'm just a BB on a four-lane highway. Who knows, I might be dead by the time we get to the ANMP convention. So plug in and get your voice out there because we need your wisdom. And you can say, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. They're never going to change. Well, I promise you one thing. They're never going to change unless you join the board and get with us and change this. Because this business is worth fighting for. I know all of you intimately. I know your hearts. I know your frustration. You're just like Garrett and I. But we're out there in the middle of that lake drowning, and we need you to come out and drown with us, or we all swim together. Right, Garrett?
Without a doubt, and the book you mentioned, Ben Horowitz's book, The Hard Thing About the Hard Things, I think the challenge is we live in a headline, you know, soundbite world. And the truth is there's lots of depth and complexity to many of these conversations. And I really believe that what we owe people is to take the time and really delve into that conversation. You know, so often, being president of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, I've heard people, you know, cast aspersions about other people and, you know, people that speak. And I've heard people say, well, do you think that owner should speak at this event? Because I heard that their company is in financial trouble and they're going out of business. And I've said every time, I remember that going, hey, you know what? You look at some of the great companies like Newskin is a publicly traded company, their early parts of their business, they almost went out of business many times. They ended up on 2020. They were financially in situations. And if the only way that only companies that made it were companies that, for whatever you want to do, take this position in terms of who they are, look at who New Skin is today. So I truly believe that you've got to look and really look inside the story and see, you know, no one in my mind is perfect. But in our profession, you know, I believe that what we need to be is not a finger pointer, but be a good example. And that's what I truly believe. The world has become a social media finger pointing world. And in the end of the day, be the change that you want to see in the world. Be the good example that you want to see in the world. And I will say this, no one likes, but it's the world we live in, if your profession or your space is judged or assessed by the worst of us, and unfortunately that happens too often, rather than the best of us. We just need more better conversations out there that people can speak to, and that is how we're going to raise up our profession, not by only, you know, monitoring what's going on out there, but by being a better example and bringing more new people, like Adrian said, who need our profession. The remote revolution is going on. You know, the great, you know, resignation is going on. The world is not just changing, it has changed and continues to evolve fast. And I think we need a broad, big tent of people to really have the best conversation and be more about inclusion as opposed to just exclusion.
Correct.
And one thing,
so Richard Brook just asked us, how are we going to vet the speakers? Number one, if you're a speaker, you're coming to Dallas. So put that one in your pipe and smoke it. So you're going to come to Dallas. Number two, we, you know, everybody knows everybody, and we're going to be very, very careful. But again, we want input. again, we do want to have guidelines. I'm telling you, not anybody in network marketing probably got in the profession because they were singing too loud in the choir. So everybody's got a story about somebody. So, you know, if somebody, you know, I didn't leave the priesthood to become a network marketer. And I don't know that most people did. So I take that one to the bank. We're trying to keep this integrity high. And will people slide by us? Yeah. But there's so many great, good people that our problem is not having enough room for all the good, great people. But anybody that's got feedback and wants to help out, our doors are wide open. Right, Garrett?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think part of the challenge is if you look back in any of our past, you know, there have been companies that have had to make hard decisions. Like you said, the hard thing about the hard things. And the person that made that hard decision knows in their heart and soul they had to make the decision. They made what they believe is the best decision. But people who are not involved in that decision will have a lot of opinions about it. And right. That's just the world that we live in. And, you know, any of the people that are on here, I know that you look back and say, you know what, that's true. If in my heart I look at that, that is true. And I believe that we want to put the best people on the stage that we believe, as you said, have the best of good intentions for a profession. Are they perfect? You know what, guys? I will say this. You know, when politics gets driven by only the people that believe that they've got the perfect past should be the ones that we present to go out in public, well, then we're going to limit the number of people that are out there in public. I think that when we look for perfection in people's past and that we say that we are have the ability to look into someone's heart, we are literally stepping into a place that I don't think the world's a better place because of it. I want to believe that our profession, the people that are on that stage, we choose them based upon the entire board, vetting them like a Tom Schnock going, I like that person. You know what? They're not perfect, but I do believe they have good heart. We've got 17 people on the board, and for the most part, what we just want is people going, these are good people. I can support them being on this stage, and I understand because I've lived a few years of my life. I'm not perfect, but I think they can bring incredible value, and we're going to have the hard conversation. I will leave it this. Tom, this event, if you're looking to know what's working, if you want to sit with the people and ask them questions and get the answers that you're looking for, I will tell you, you'll get them at the NLP event. We're not going to shut.
Okay, so the show's got to end. So we're going to stick around, though, because I'm going to ask Garrett how we fire him at the NLP, because if he starts jacking around, I want to know how the other company did that. So stick around. We're going to end the show, and then we're going to do the show after the show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.